Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back into our studio the Executive Director of State Ballet of Rhode Island, Anna M. Fox is here. Welcome back.
Hi. It's so nice to be here again. It's been a while.
It's nice to have you with us, and we're in the process of getting back, right? I guess is a good way to put it.
Yes.
And you're going to have a production next weekend at McVinney Auditorium, and it's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. And if people would like to find out about how to get tickets and what's going on, we'll tell you all of that in just a few moments. But let's start from the beginning. It's been a while since you've been able to have an indoor full-blown production, right?
Yes. I mean, the last time we did that was before COVID, obviously, being in the theater. So this is our first time back in the theater to do Coppelia, which is our holiday ballet, and it's a Rhode Island tradition. We were able to do, last season, we did do only the Act 3 of our ballet, Coppelia, on our outside stage in Lincoln. Mm-hmm. And we at least got that in to keep that Coppelia, keep going.
Keep it going, right.
Yes, especially since we've been doing it since 1962. And that's why I say it's a Rhode Island tradition.
Wow. 62 years. It's amazing. It is a great tradition. There are other traditions in the state, you know, in the theater and so forth, things that go on. But this is one of the great ones, and you got to take advantage of that. It's going to be at McVinney Auditorium on Saturday. So it's coming up very quickly. If you'd like to get tickets, go to McVinney's website, and you can pick out your seats. And that's a very easy thing to do. If you'd like information, you can go to stateballet.com. And Anna, I was saying before we started, what a great website you have, stateballet.com. You beat everybody else in the other 49 states.
Well, you know what? You just made my day. I had no idea that was so special, and now I feel special. Thank you.
There you go. You are special, so that's a good thing. So if you'd like to get tickets, please do so. It's going to be at McVinney Auditorium, and there's going to be, of course, all the protocols followed. That means proof of vaccination and masks and so forth. But check it out. If you'd like to call the box office, if you have any questions about how they're doing things, you can call 401-278-4588, and that's at McVinney. And if you'd want to get tickets, just go to McVinneyAuditorium.org. It's a beautiful place in downtown Providence, very easy to find, free parking.
That's big, isn't it?
How often do you get to say that in downtown Providence, right? Free parking. And the shows, there will be two shows, a 1 p.m. and a 6 p.m., right?
Yes, I'm really excited about that because we have a couple of male guest artists and our principal leading dancers, the girls. We have two beautiful Swanhildas this year. So we have two different pairs. We have one pair for the 1 o'clock and a different pair for the 6 p.m.
Wow. So they won't be tired. They'll both be fresh for each show.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, that's a good way to do it. Normally, when you've been on the show in the past, whatever ballet we've been talking about, you kind of walk us through. We play a little music. You tell us a story about what's going on. This is a pretty well-known story, but I always like the way you explain things, and the enthusiasm for which you normally explain these things is great. I wish that people could see your face when you start talking about the music and the dancers and everything else. It's really a pleasure. let's just touch a little bit on the history since it's been a while. State Ballet of Rhode Island started not necessarily with you exactly, right? It was by your family.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was around for the very first performance.
No, you're not supposed to say that. Yes, you were born 30 years later.
Okay, that sounds good. But yes, I mean, I'm so the memories are in my head from. I think my earliest memory is when I was 2 years old, and I would dance with my mother and father in the studio because they are the founding prima ballerina and male dancer of the ballet company. And so I have some actual footage of me rolling on the floor and doing dramatic poses with them. And then when we first we did Coppelia in 1962, I wasn't in that one, but there was a year when I was about 7 years old, and I actually got to be in Coppelia as a child in the wedding of Swanhilda and Franz, and I had a little boy as a partner, and so I got to go to my mother and father's wedding. How do you like that?
There you go. not something most people have the chance to do. All right. And the ballet is headquarters are in Lincoln Rhode. Beautiful setting, right? You have your outdoor stage, as you mentioned, and still continue to teach classes there and so forth, right?
Yes, we've been very fortunate following all protocols and we did have the interruptions, as anyone did.
Yeah, everybody.
We try to keep a handle on things, and we have so far, knock on wood, anywhere there's wood, let's knock. And we've been very fortunate to keep things going right now.
Excellent. All right, well, let's get to the ballet, and let's start with a little bit of explanation to how this ballet starts, and then we'll listen to a piece of music, which is first.
Well, I think we're going to be listening to what I call Swanhilda's theme song. It's her entrance music. And, you know, when the ballerina steps out onto the stage, the audience usually starts to clap to say, we're here supporting you, we're excited to watch you dance, you know. So that's what happens when this music begins, and she comes out of her house and she's watering her flowers and she loves to dance. When she notices a girl sitting up in a window, and she's very curious about that because she knows that's the toy shop that belongs to Dr. Coppelius. So knowing that he has no family, or thinking that he had no family, everyone is starting to assume that the girl sitting in the window is his daughter.
Okay, here we go. Thank you. have a lot of interesting music to get in, so I'm going to let you do most of the explaining, and it's the very next track on the CD that we're going to go to. What's happening at this point?
Well, Swanhilda has actually quickly told her friends who she was dancing with, "Go now, I hear Franz, he's coming, I can hear him calling me." So she runs back into her house, like ignoring that he's calling. He comes out to ask her to come dance with me. And, you know, he's like that young kid, like she's always late, she never comes out. He kind of kicks the can and,
right.
You know, and he's dancing around, being very impatient, when he also notices the girl in the window. And he actually throws her a kiss because he just thinks she's the most beautiful girl he's ever seen. But if anyone does not know the story, I have to mention that Swanhilda and Franz are engaged to be married. So as Swanhilda is being very coy and just kind of not letting him see her watching him, she notices that he has thrown that kiss to the girl in the window.
We have time for one more piece from Act One. What will that be?
So this music describes Dr. Coppelius, who is the toy maker. he comes out of his house with his little telescope, looking at the beautiful stars at night. He locks his house before he leaves, and while he's out looking at the stars, Franz and a couple of his friends see him and decide to tease him. And while teasing him, his keys, the Dr. Coppelius keys, fall out of his pocket onto the ground. No one knows that the keys have fallen out of his pocket. And when Dr. Coppelius has had enough of this scene with these boys playing tricks on him, Dr. Coppelius leaves, the boys leave, and out comes Swanhilda with her friends saying, "I would like to go and meet that girl who's sitting in the window." And as they try to go in, the door is locked. So they're thinking, and while they're thinking, the youngest friend happens to trip over the keys and say, "Look what I found." Well, the other friend says, "Okay, now we're in trouble. Why did you ever give Swanhilda that? You know how feisty she is. You know how she is headstrong. And now we all have to go into this toy shop and meet the girl in the window." And that's what this music describes.
All right, great. This is the end of Act 1, and we'll be back with Act 2 and 3 after these messages.
Thank you.
State Ballet of Rhode Island is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and sitting with Anna M. Fox, who is the executive director of the ballet company. Coppelia is the program that is going to be presented Saturday at McVinney Auditorium in downtown Providence. It's a great production. Has, as I understand, lots of new costumes and new sets and lots of things happening, right, Anna?
Oh, definitely. It's a new space for us. And unfortunately, we found out we couldn't fit our old sets in the building at all. So here we are. We busily have created some new sets for this performance. We're looking forward to it.
Well, it's an interesting auditorium. It is a very comfortable place to see a production. It has free parking, McVinney Auditorium, right in downtown Providence, right near the Cathedral, Cathedral Square there, and lots of parking. And it's a very comfortable theater to see a production. Does cause a little problems for the production company in the back because it's not a traditional stage with loading docks and all that kind of stuff. But as far as the audience is concerned, they'll never know the difference and they'll love it.
Yes. I do want to mention, though, the Rhode Island State Council on the Arts, the Rhode Island Culture and Humanities and Arts Foundation gave us a recovery grant. And this has helped us tremendously. And they really made this performance possible with their support.
That's great. Rhode Island State Council on the Arts has helped lots of these groups. And it's a great thing. We should be very proud in Rhode Island about that organization. They do wonderful work and enable groups like the State Ballet of Rhode Island to proceed and get back on their feet again. Tickets are available at McVinney's website, or you can call them either way. The website is McVinneyAuditorium.org, or you can call them at 401-278-4588. In the first segment of our show, we covered Act 1, and fortunately for us, we have three segments of the show, and there's three acts, so let's get to Act 2 and tell us what's happening now.
Well, this Act 2 was always my favorite act of the three, and starting with this piece is when the girls, Swanhilda and her girls, are sneaking into the toy shop. And as they do, they see these huge statues, and they look like people who aren't moving. And, you know, I mean, I guess they're not all that intelligent, I suppose. I don't know. But what the whole point is, it's fun. And when they realize that all of these statues sitting in the room or standing in the room, as well as the girl that they wanted to meet in the window, they're mechanical dolls. Mm. And they get all so excited by this that they wind up all the dolls. And it's beautiful. It's just fun.
Thank you.
will continue along with Act Two. And what's next?
Well, Dr. Coppelius did see that someone was in his toy shop because when he went back looking for his keys, he could not find them but saw his door open. So in this segment, this is when Dr. Coppelius enters his toy shop and notices there are girls running all over the place. And it kind of scares him, and they are scared. And Swanhilda is the only one that does not run out of the toy shop. She goes into the room where the girl in the window sits, and she takes the costume, the beautiful dress, off of the doll, puts it on herself, and she sits in the chair making believe she is the doll. Meanwhile, Dr. Coppelius has chased all the girls out of the toy shop after such funny shenanigans and disruption and toys being broken and so on. But this music is very fun.
We have one more piece from Act Two, and this is a little bit different than a normal theater production that has an intermission in the middle. Since there are three acts, you're going to have two intermissions, correct?
Oh, yes, and that gives us a chance to change the sets, the backdrop. It also gives the dancers time to change their costuming. There are so many. Each dancer has at least three costumes, and we have about 30, 35 in the company.
30 to 35 people on that stage is going to be very interesting.
Well, they're not on there all at once.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But, you know, they need time to change costuming
okay.
and
yeah,
for each
that makes
segment.
Sense. I feel better now. I was going to say, wow.
Yes, that would
all
be
right.
too much.
We have one more piece from Act Two before we take another break. Tell us about this one.
Well, this is a very lively piece. It's the Spanish dance that Swanhilda dances. I told you that she was sitting in the chair like the doll.
Right.
And when Dr. Coppelius takes her out from the room, he's trying to make her dance. He's trying to think that he has magical powers. And then she plays a trick on him because he doesn't realize, he has a pretty bad eyesight, I suppose, that he does not realize that it's Swanhilda sitting there dressed as the doll. And so she makes believe she's very animated. Swanhilda's very animated. But then what happened while she was sitting in the chair, her boyfriend, Franz, had snuck in through a window and Dr. Coppelius caught him and said, "What are you doing in my shop?" He says, "I'm so in love with your beautiful girl, your daughter that's sitting in the window." And he goes, "You think that was my daughter?" And there's laughter and laughter. And he says, "That's simply a doll that I made. I tricked you." And Dr. Coppelius gets an idea. "If I give Franz a sleeping potion, maybe I can magically take his heart and throw it into my doll." And so he invites him over for a little something to drink. He drinks the sleeping potion, and now he begins his magic. He brings out his Coppelia doll, and while she's sitting there, Swanhilda's saying, "What is going on? I'm going to play a trick on him and make believe I come alive." So here's Dr. Coppelius making believe he's throwing the heart of Franz into his doll, and Swanhilda begins to come alive. And now, oh, everyone is feeling so happy for this poor old lonely man who thinks he has created a daughter for real. And during this, she starts to get very feisty and wants to know, who's that guy sleeping right there? And Dr. Coppelius is saying, it's no one, simply no one. So she starts to play tricks on him. She goes to the Spanish doll and takes her rose and says, I am going to dance this Spanish dance, and you better catch this rose when I throw it. And that's what this music is about.
And there we go. That'll be the end of Act Two. We'll get to Act Three when we come back. State Ballet of Rhode Island, the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and Coppelia is the production that's going to be held this Saturday, November 27th, at McVinney Auditorium. Make sure you check it out. It's going to be a wonderful production, the 62nd annual production of the State Ballet of Rhode Island. It's amazing, and Anna M. Fox is here, and she is... She's just amazing in her description, her knowledge of the ballet, and everything she describes. We're getting a great firsthand interpretation of what's going on. Lots of times, you know, people will go to a program like this and they're not really sure what's happening or whatever, and then sometimes they lose track. But you've given us a great roadmap to follow what's going on with the action. And we have one more act to go. So let's get right to Act Three, and Anna, what's next?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for that compliment, but I have to tell you, I really learned all of this through a lifelong journey of Coppelia, and my mother especially. And as many of you may know, Herzi Marsden is my mother, mm-hmm. and she was the first Swanhilda back in 1962. I had mentioned that earlier.
Right.
So... we are still doing her ballet, and it's really something to have her in the studio while we're all in the studio, and she's 83 and going strong.
That's great.
And this is also one of her favorite ballets. That's why we do it every year.
Oh, great. Okay.
So now you're going to hear in Act Three, it's a wedding celebration, because Swanhilda and Franz did end up meeting in Act Two and saying, let's get out of here. It's only a doll. I'll never be in love with a doll, you know. And so they decide we're still going to get married. And during this marriage, there's also the arrival of a new belle in the town. And with a wedding celebration, they make this, the whole town is celebrating. And one of the things that they celebrate with is a prayer. It's a very soothing piece of music, and the girl does these little bourrées, which are tiny, tiny steps on her toes, going from one side of the stage to the other. It's a beautiful piece. And that's her prayer, is her gift to the wedding and to the town's celebration of the bell. And then the next piece of music you'll hear is the harvest, because harvesting time with grapes and their whatever it is, it's mm-hmm. always about the grapes and the wine, isn't it?
Of course.
Yes. So the harvest music is next. And they're two very lovely pieces of music.
Just have a little more to go in Act 3, and I'm getting excited now. The music is getting to a fever pitch. What's next?
Well, now you have the Grand Pas de Deux between Swanhilda and Franz. And it's whether you go to the 1 p.m. show or the 6 p.m. show, you're going to see two different couples having a beautiful dance for two.
This is going to be great.
Thank you.
We've done it. We have one piece to go. But before we get there, I want to remind everyone that the performance is going to be this coming Saturday at McVinney Auditorium, November 27th, 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. So note that second time starts, 6 p.m. A lot of people might think it's going to be later, so don't be late, 6 o'clock. Free parking at McVinney Auditorium in downtown Providence. If you'd like tickets, you can call 401-278-4588 or go to the website and choose your tickets, McVinneyAuditorium.org. More information is also available at stateballet.com. And Anna, I want to thank you so much for coming in today, bringing us your excitement, your pleasing smile, and your effervescent personality. It's really great to have you here. And I'm glad to see that things are going to be at least starting to get back to normal, and hopefully for a long, long time, another 62 years of the State Ballet of Rhode Island. And you can, you know, you and I can arrange to come back at that point in time and do another show.
Oh, gosh.
Well, maybe not that long.
No.
Away. All right.
No.
But, you know, next spring when we want to catch up with other things, because more things are happening, correct? You got a performance in May? And
We do. It's going to be either in late May or early June. But in between that, we do so much with the community, from working with the Gloria Gemma Resource Foundation. We dance for them. We also have, we also do a presentation for the May Foundation for the homeless. They did lose a year of not being able to raise money, so we are helping with them as well. And we have a 150th Lincoln celebration, Lincoln celebration that we're performing at. We're also performing with the Providence Singers in the spring.
Wow.
And then late spring, early June is our spring expressions, we call it, and on our outside stage.
Well, you have to promise to come back and tell us about that when it gets closer, okay?
Yes.
All right. Right now we have one piece left in Act 3 of Coppelia. Tell us what we're going out with.
Well, this is the finale music of the entire ballet, and we talked about 30 dancers? Well, yes, by the end of this, the finale has at least 30 dancers on the stage, and you may even see a few snowflakes.
Okay. Thanks again, Anna, and the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.